5, home of the $1,000 payoff coming very, very soon. 419-240-1055. Call or Q text us on the First Insurance Group text line. It is Tuesday, and that means Dr. D's here from Serenity Health and Wellness in Maumee. And I don't know where your liner is. There it is. There we go. Serenity Health and Wellness. A little busy. I'm getting a bunch of texts in. People need help up there. People are crazy. Thanks for bringing it. No, we all are. I could, believe me, we could take all the time and some of the issues I'm dealing with right now. But I better leave that off the air if I want to, you know, stay married. All right. So, Dr. D, she owns Serenity Health and Wellness in Maumee and Perrysburg. Serenity Wellness, the number 1.com. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for bringing in your dog.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lady wanted to see you guys.
Lady is such a beautiful animal. Aww. She's a chocolate Doberman Pinscher, and she's just sweet as can be.
Very sweet. All right, if you got an issue Dr. D can help you with, you can call the show right now. Those go first before the text, sorry to tell you. So it's 419-240-1055. Here's the first text. I'm a teacher, and another teacher in my building is having her third child. We've already had 2 baby showers for her, and now her grade level team is throwing her a 3rd baby shower. It's not even like several years have passed, and I think it's rude to ask us to buy yet another gift. What is the protocol here? Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because it's a work thing. Yeah. I always thought first one and then you're done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's with a baby shower every time you have a baby?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you do it. The rule is like one for the boy, one for a girl. But if you have just girls or just boys or whatever,
or
one,
if it's
one and done.
Far apart or not.
Yeah, or if they're further apart, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I think it's situations. But if we're doing boom, 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 yeah, no. That's a lot to
What's
ask.
I've heard of a sprinkle. What does that mean?
Oh, a baby sprinkle?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I've heard of a baby sprinkle. I think it's for a second child.
That's when the baby's born and it's a boy and you don't cover up his donger with a diaper and he sprinkles on you.
So, well, I guess the question is, regardless of whether or not it's protocol, this is happening in her school, right?
Yeah,
and so, you know, you just, I don't think you're going to do much about it at this point because it sounds like a third shower is happening. I know at Serenity what we do is we do a meet the baby. So that way it gives people. Yeah. So that way it gives people, we have them over at my house. And after the baby's born, that's the opportunity for the mom to bring the baby for her coworkers to meet the baby, and everyone just brings diapers.
That's a great idea.
Oh, so that's like a sprinkle. Sprinkle is a lower key, instead of a full blown shower, and it's just lower key. A few friends, couple gifts. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you have the right to not go, of course, but I think after this one, maybe having a conversation. Usually there's a social, when I used to be a teacher, there was this social team that organized things like this, and maybe say, hey, let's have a protocol. Let's implement a protocol, because you also don't want a different teacher having their second and third and being like, well, you threw 3 showers for this person. So you have to be consistent. So I would just verbalize it for next time.
But then again, they are teachers. They don't get paid enough, so they probably could use the shower.
Sure.
Or a sprinkle.
Right. How about a sprinkle?
You get a shower the first time around, and then after that
sprinkle.
Or a diaper party.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, here's another one. Can you ask, and we've never gotten this question before, can you ask Dr. D to suggest ways to determine, with money not being the issue, when a good time to retire might be? Oh, I got that one. Now. Before the end of the day.
Put in your
2 weeks. I mean, if money's not an issue.
I could answer that for days.
If money's not an issue, I mean, I don't know how old this person is, but if money's not an issue and you can retire, why would you keep working?
If the job is giving them something that's not financial.
But your job's not supposed to do that for you. You could be a volunteer. You could be doing so much more stuff that you're going to get so much more satisfaction out of.
Right.
A lot of guys can't let it go. A lot of guys can't stop working.
Right.
They got to keep working.
Yeah. I think it scares people. You hear some of those horror stories about people falling into a depression after they retired and things like that. Yep. But I agree with you. There's so much that you can do with your time and volunteer and even work part-time. I mean, it is suggested that you gradually, you know, you can find a part-time job, see how that works for you, take some time off, see how you're feeling. I know with me, and I think everyone says it like, oh man, if I didn't need to work, I wouldn't be bored at all. But then it happens, and there really are a lot of hours in the day. I mean, there really are. So I guess
not if you sleep in till noon.
So I would say, I mean, you know, you definitely don't want, in my opinion, to retire before, you know, 40, 45 or anything. I think you need to, I think that working and having a career does establish, it teaches you a lot of things. It makes you feel this sense of accomplishment. But I think once you hit 50, if you can do it, or even 40 for some people, you can fill your time in other ways. But
And I would say that if you're not getting your return on your investment, that's when you retire. Because the question they were asking is, if money weren't an issue, how do you know when to retire? What I'm doing is I'm retiring because I'm not getting the return on investment that I typically would get for my investment of energy and effort and things like that. So once you're getting a negative return, that's time to walk away. So I think that's how I would gauge it. And see if God's leading you to a greater thing, too. I don't think people really spend time thinking about what they need to be doing with regard to their life because they're so distracted by living.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think they don't stop and take a look at the big picture and say, hey, I'm whatever age this gentleman or woman is, and say, if I were to die tomorrow, have I done what?
Yeah.
You know, have I contributed what I need to contribute to this world?
Absolutely. It's cliche, but if you knew you only had a year or two, would you retire? And if that's a yes, then I wouldn't gauge it by age. You know, you're exactly right. It needs to go by situation and circumstance.
All right, so there you go. Dr. D's in for another segment. Call or text 419-240-1055.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Just look at you right now.